Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Alabama's mask mandate remains in place another month, even as the governors of Texas and Mississippi decided this week to lift theirs in a move President Biden describes as, quote, Neanderthal thinking. Republican Governor Kay Ivey said yesterday she would extend the order through April 9th, but not beyond.
Even when we lift the mask order, I will continue to wear my mask while I'm around others and strongly urge my fellow citizens to use common sense and do the same thing. But at that time, it will become a matter of personal responsibility and not a government mandate.
Andrew Yeager from WBHM joins us now with more from Birmingham. Andrew, Governor Ivey called masks one of our greatest tools in fighting the pandemic and issued what she says is going to be the last extension of a facial covering mandate. Is she threading the needle here? I mean, is this going to satisfy the pro-mask and anti-mask camps in Alabama?
Yes, there's a little bit of threading of the needle, trying to give both sides something to like in her decision. Certainly those who wanted to see this mask mandate continue were glad to have it stay enacted for another 5 weeks. I've not heard much from those, at least in state government, who wanted the mandate to end. But I would say by announcing that it will lapse on April 9th, Governor Ivey has mostly ended that will she or won't she conversation that's come up every time this order has been up for an extension.
I see. And so put this decision in context for us. I mean, what is the COVID-19 status in Alabama? And what are you hearing from doctors about the decision to set an end date for the mask order?
Yeah, doctors are pretty much focusing on vaccinations. They say that is where the pressure is. We've got to get as many shots as into as many arms as possible over the next several weeks. Here's the president of the Alabama Hospital Association, Dr. Don Williamson.
We've got to continue to maximize the number of doses of vaccine we give so that we can drive up that immunity level even more so that once the mask mandate comes off, if unfortunately people make a decision not to wear their mask, we have enough immunity in the population that we don't see a substantial increase in cases.
Now, some context on that. The state administered its 1 millionth vaccine dose this week, but that's still only about 13% of Alabamians who have received one dose. 13% of Alabamians with one dose, 7% with two doses. That's far below herd immunity.
Sure. And we are reading that officials are expecting more doses over the next few weeks before this mask mandate is lifted. But we also are seeing that the proportion of Alabama's white population getting the vaccine is almost twice that of black people in the state. So, Andrew, it still looks like there's a major equity issue there.
Yes, equity is an issue, and health officials say that they are working to address that gap. We have seen throughout this vaccine rollout that people of color have disproportionately received fewer vaccines. One of three major mask clinics in the Birmingham area is in a majority black neighborhood. Now, mask clinics may drive up numbers, but they don't always help with that issue of equity. They work well for people who are near a city, who have internet access, who can sign up for an appointment, who have access to transportation, who can afford to take time off, all those factors. But not everyone has that. So to truly reach everyone who wants a vaccine, you have to take multiple strategies.
That's Andrew Yeager, host and reporter at WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. Andrew, thank you.
Good to be with you.